Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
You know, there's not many times in your life that you get to have a Monday and a Friday within a day of each other.
Yeah, it's
very
pretty
rare.
Cool.
Yep.
Right? No.
I'm excited. You really should look into this whole day off in the middle of the week thing. I think it would be very productive.
Yeah, maybe. I prefer them jammed up. I'd rather it be a long weekend.
Yeah, bunched up in a row.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we agree to disagree.
Yeah, but you're off the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why.
That's very true. Busy show today. We've got, this is really cool. I don't know if you remember last year or not. We did that really cool event down at Spiders Paintball.
Yep.
We're doing it again.
Yeah.
And a chance for you to qualify to get in on that. Who wouldn't want to get shot with paintballs by your favorite morning show? We're doing that. We'll do that just after 8:30 this morning. That's coming up. Of course, we'll cover the Bombers.
What a great day to be alive.
Oh my God. Oh, I slept great that night. Great.
It's a top story all morning. I don't care what happened on Saturday. It's top story in sports.
We'll cover that in the NHL draft. We'll kind of give the Jets a grade on how they did on Friday during the draft. That and a whole lot more. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly Arena. Here we go.
92 City FM News.
News is for South Beach Casino and Resort celebrating 10 years of excellence. Join them Sunday, July 5th for their annual car show. Details at southbeachcasino.ca. Environment Canada has issued an air quality advisory for central and southern Manitoba this morning. The department says a large area of smoke from forest fires in northern Saskatchewan and the Northwest Territories has settled over much of Manitoba. Ooh. The advisory says the conditions are expected to improve tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, I think we should all just go home.
I don't think we should be out today.
Yeah, I agree.
This is why it'll look smoky.
Let's call it. Everybody stay in. Let's take the whole week off until this clears
Agreed.
Up.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. It is Canada Day,
yeah,
after all.
Right.
The Greek government is taking drastic action as the country's financial crisis gets even worse. So banks have been ordered to close until Tuesday of next week, and now citizens have a limit of $81 that they could withdraw daily from ATM machines, and that's it.
What?
Because they're in a huge financial crisis. Experts say that it appears Greece won't make the $2.1 billion loan payment to the International Monetary Fund by tomorrow's deadline. So this raises the possibility that Greece might have to leave the group of 19 countries using the euro as their currency.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of huge, actually.
Yeah.
It is.
That's a big deal.
I love souvlaki, though.
Yeah, what am I going to do about the salad?
Very good.
Does that mean we're still going to be able to get Greek salad?
Yeah. The salad will be fine. I'm a little concerned about the souvlaki.
They should do that. That should be what they hold over our heads. We'll cut you guys off from souvlaki and Greek salad. So you don't keep us
Help
in
us, or it's done.
And it looks like the newest DreamWorks movie will be shot in Winnipeg this summer. This is based on the book A Dog's Purpose. It's about a dog that gets reincarnated. The budget is in the tens of millions of dollars, not too sure about who the big A-listers in town will be.
You're going to love this, Rena.
Filming starts this summer.
You're gonna
you've
love...
already got a part.
No. Yeah, I played the dog. Yeah. No, most of the dogs that they're going to get, it's a very heavy dog movie. Most of the dogs in the movie are being flown in from Los Angeles because, you know, they're better dog actors out of L.A.
Well, that's well known.
Mm-hmm.
Best dogs. Sports now. Fresh off their impressive huge win over the Riders on Saturday.
Oh, good.
The Bombers are now preparing for their home opener. The Blue and Gold host Hamilton Thursday night. IG Field's going to be electric. Winnipeg beat Saskatchewan 30-26 on Saturday. First win in Regina since Paul Martin was Prime Minister 2004. Couple of huge injuries. One in that game from the CFL over the weekend. Rider quarterback Darian Durant is out for the season with a ruptured Achilles tendon. While Eskimos pivot Mike Riley is out indefinitely with a knee injury. That shakes up the West big time. Baseball, Drew Hutchison won his fifth straight start as the Blue Jays won 3-2. The Gold Eyes were idle yesterday. They start a series against Sioux City tonight at Shaw Park. By the way, the Jays beat Texas. A good showing for Canadian Graeme Dillette at the PGA's Travelers Championship. He finished fourth at 14 under, two strokes back of Bubba Watson, who won the event. Bubba's getting ready for the Open, I guess, winning an event.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. The Golf Digest is all over saying this is his tournament. Actually, let me know when you want me to tell, but there is a great story about Bubba and so a fan that was heckling him over the weekend. Let me know when you want me to tell that, because it's fantastic.
I've seen Bubba yelling at his caddy before, so I can't imagine he likes hecklers very much. We'll talk about it at 7.
Okay. Done.
The Winnipeg Jets apparently like how the United States has grown hockey players. The Jets made 8 selections over the weekend, took 4 Americans, both their first rounders. Kyle Connor and Jack Roslovic are Americans. In all toll, they took 4 centers, 3 wingers, and a defenseman. The LA Kings have placed veteran forward Mike Richards on unconditional waivers for the purpose of buying out the remainder of his deal. Richards has 5 years left on a $69 million 12-year contract that carries a $5.75 million annual hit. More sports anytime at sportsnet.ca.
92 City FM, world class rock. 6:10 on a Monday. My name's Dave Wheeler, Phil Aubrey, Rena J. We're here along for the ride for two full days before Canada Day. It's Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena.
28 is the high for today with sunshine. We're already at 20 degrees.
What's trending in 10? Some NFL players play Family Feud, and it was as good as it sounds. I'll show you some video in 10 minutes and play the audio with what's trending.
All right. So for any Redditors that are out there, there's a website called Reddit where it's basically like a post board, and there's a whole bunch of different subreddits that type in reddit.com. Slash whatever you want.
So are these, I've tried Reddit before and I don't quite understand it. Are they actual stories or just people
submitting
like your story? Or it's not an actual news story?
Yeah, it's user submitted data. So I mean, like, it's anything from hey, here's a picture of my cat to major science breakthrough.
Okay.
So I mean, you got everything from scientists down to hobos using Reddit. So I mean, you get this and it's all kind of compiled on the front page because it's all based on votes. You're like, hey, I like that story. So the more votes you get, the better you are to reach the front page. But you can also go to, you know, for instance, Winnipeg has its own subreddit, or Montreal Canadiens, or plug-in hair curlers while camping. You know, everything has a subreddit. So I was on the Winnipeg subreddit, and this is kind of blowing up a little bit, but is it the coal roller, Mac? The coal roller. There's a truck here in town. It's like this suit. It looks like a Dodge Ram, right? Yeah. This big souped-up Dodge Ram. It's kind of lifted. It's got one of those big giant stacks for an exhaust coming out the back. Yeah. It screams, "I'm a douchebag."
Yeah, they call that the Alberta truck. You see those at every intersection in Alberta. Yeah.
So this guy has been making himself a little bit famous because he likes to do the old, "I got a big truck and I spent a lot of money on it, so I'm going to park diagonally over two friggin' parking spots." One of those guys.
Yeah.
So people have started, when they spot it, they take a picture and they post on Reddit saying, "The asshole's at it again." You know, so it's all, and to the point where he got a little bit angry about it. He's like, "You can't do that. You can't put pictures of my truck online." And so I think he's kind of accepted it a little bit more because now he's really...
pushing it,
really parking over so anyway, so I was inspired by this whole subreddit of the coal roller, and my wife and I were out doing some running around yesterday, and we were at Polo Park, and there's a vehicle, it's one of those Porsche SUVs parked diagonally, and I find it's people that have like, "I have a Mercedes."
I have a nice car, I don't want anybody to scratch it.
You don't see a lot of people in Sunfires doing that.
No. Exactly. So parked diagonally
all due respect to the Sunfire.
Parked diagonally over two parking spots, and my wife and I are both like, "Geez, look at this douche." And so she ran in, I waited in the car with the youngest one, and I thought, you know what, I'm bored.
Take a picture.
No, instead what I decided to do is I inched my car right beside that sumbitch, like as tight as I could get alongside of that Porsche. Yeah. I didn't scratch anything, but I mean, I parked right beside, I just sat there. I was waiting anyway, so I'm like, all right, let's see who comes out first, my wife and we leave, or the guy that drives the Porsche. And so I've kind of got my head on the swivel a little bit, right? And I'm watching, and people are walking by, and all of a sudden I see this head kind of poke up, and I was like, oh, that's totally the guy, because he's looking right away. He's like, "Oh my God, who parked next to my baby?
Yeah.
Who parked next to my expensive vehicle?"
Yeah.
And he walks all the way over, and he's got a little boy with him as well, and I'm parked on his passenger side, and he goes to put his son in the back passenger side, and kind of like, I'm wedged in there tight, and he kind of looks at me and throws his arms out like, "Hey!"
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I'm like, do you want me to move? And so I back up, and he gets his son, and I'm just waiting for him to come over and knock on my window or something, but nothing.
Yeah.
He gets in his side, pulls away, so then I park, and I park normally now in that parking spot. Son of a bitch goes all the way around, comes back speeding past me, honking and giving me the finger.
Oh,
what?
Yeah. Brave. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So... yeah. I think I proved my point.
Teaching his son.
Do you know
well.
What though? If you want to park, I have no problem with guys who want to park 30 miles from the mall and take up two spots.
Right.
But so he was too close to the mall
within a stone's throw to the doors at Polo Park.
Yeah. See, if you want to do that, you got to go really far away.
Maybe he
away.
Was just genuinely a really bad driver.
And so couldn't
he
park.
Parked. Yeah, he just doesn't know how to park.
then you don't deserve to drive an $80,000 vehicle.
And he met the equalizer, the parking equalizer yesterday.
Boom.
Vigilante.
We learn in the morning with Philly and Rena.
Rod Langway used to wear like Sears catalogs on his shins. That guy was like, he didn't even need to wear gear. His body was armor.
If I saw him in a back lane, I'd run to this day. He was just one of the toughest defensemen of all time.
Rena, this guy, like, he didn't wear shoulder pads. Like, his shoulders were just mounds of beef. Like, he didn't wear a helmet. He was bald. He had a mustache, and he was as mean as snot.
Yeah.
He was a captain for the Washington Capitals. We're just talking about, because the NHL is thinking about bringing in an award for a best defenseman, because right now they give an award to the best defenseman, but it's the defenseman who scores the most points. It's like, well, that's not a defenseman. That's an offensive guy.
Yeah, and someone in the media recently has suggested that they do a best defensive defenseman award night. That they absolutely should.
Shane Weber, the Rod Langway Award.
Yeah.
We should pitch that.
Done.
I like it. The guy was awesome. All right, 6:22. Let's do this.
And now,
what's trending?
All right, it's kind of a bummer on Saturday Arena. The ladies, Canada's ladies, they lost at the FIFA Women's World Cup to the English. Sons of bitches.
Mm-hmm. Well,
at least we got pretty far.
Yeah, but on the home soil, they wanted to go at least to the semis. And
you expect better than
Canada
that.
Canada usually never does good in, soccer.
Men's soccer.
In men's soccer. Women's soccer, we hold our own pretty good.
Eighth ranked in the world in men and women's.
The only good news is that we have this, which is a banner that the English team made up prior to the game.
What?
Now, the banner said, now apparently it sounds better in the English accent, but it said, "Come on, our girls," and then it had the English coat of arms there. It said FIFA World Cup Canada 2015, but it actually said, "Come on, our girls." You need a comma. There's no comma. It says, "Come on, our girls."
That's unfortunate sign making right there. That's unfortunate.
You know what? Hey, we're all using the Queen's English, aren't we? Aren't we?
Okay, Family Feud. I don't watch Family Feud very much, but my Twitter started blowing up yesterday. I guess the bunch of NFL players were on, AFC versus NFC. And Vernon Davis of the San Francisco 49ers kind of stole the show. And here's some of what went down with Vernon on Family Feud.
Vernon Davis, let's go, man. We talked to 100 men. If you're good at reading body language, what part of a woman speaks the loudest?
Her feet.
Her feet, yeah.
He's clapping his teammates like, what? Feet.
Fellas, let me ask you something. Did the Players Association or did the commissioner talk to you all and say, let's just give really good guy, cute answers?
Hey, your feet can say a lot about somebody.
Yeah, your feet say a lot. And if it speaks the loudest, then... Your girl got some big ass feet.
So, and then he went on... They asked him, what do you think of when you hear strip, words that contain strip? And he said, stripper. So, hey, Vernon Davis was knocking it out of the park yesterday.
Awesome.
Or whenever that Family Feud was.
Steve Harvey's very funny.
Yeah.
I read a couple of
his books. They're pretty good.
The only one I like better than Steve Harvey is the guy on Saturday Night Live who does the impression of Steve Harvey.
What's up with that? That guy.
Yeah.
That guy. Okay, so yesterday was the BET Awards, and this is trending this morning. Sean Diddy Combs is just having a really rough couple of weeks here. During his performance, he wiped out. We got a little video of it. He just kind of basically goes off camera for a second.
Down he went.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and he says on Instagram, he put a little shot of him falling, and he wrote, "I was just getting so loose, I fell, LOL. But really, though, I bust my ass, LOL."
Okay. Like he busted his ass when he fell?
I don't know.
B. Diddy, you don't need to use LOL. You're kind of hard. You don't even eliminate LOL.
He writes LOL.
All right, that's what's trending in our world. Let us know what's trending in yours. Drop us an email at 92cityfm.ca. 92 City FM World Class Rock. Time is 6:37. It's Monday, just before Friday. Kinda. Because tomorrow being the eve of Canada Day, so we got the studio all dressed up here this morning with our Canada flags and pretty red colors. So yeah, today Monday, tomorrow Tuesday, but really a Friday because you don't have to work Wednesday. Make sense? Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rita.
28 is the high for today. We're already at 20 degrees this morning.
What do we have to give away on the show this morning, Rena? Have you looked through our email?
Splatters paintball.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We'll do that just after 8 o'clock. Okay, so we're all watching Orange is the New Black because it's streaming online. We're all at different points. It's not one of those week-to-week shows.
I'm 8 episodes in.
Okay, so you and I are around the same spot.
Oh, Rena.
Philly, you're about 5 in?
Because as of last week, so you binged this weekend. On your holidays? I thought you were going camping.
Well, yeah, but we didn't leave to the lake till Friday.
We brought the laptop, got back to nature, did some streaming.
No, we didn't leave till Friday, so on Thursday, we watched a bunch, and then yesterday was hangover day. We didn't really move and watched 3 or 4 in a row.
I'm like 3 or 4 in.
Okay, depending on where you are in Philly, you haven't gotten here yet. Now, this isn't a spoiler by any stretch, but they've introduced a new inmate. And it's really cool when you and your significant other both have a crush on the same person.
Yeah.
And my wife and I both have a huge crush on Ruby Rose.
She's the new popular chick right now. Like, just I've just been seeing on like blogs and like in, you know, news stories and stuff. They're all like the new it girl. She's
a high fashion model.
Yes, she is engaged to a very lovely high fashion model as well. Some blonde girl. She's always spotted out.
So she's a lesbian in real life?
She's a lesbian in real life.
That's amazing. That is so awesome. Yeah. She plays
Winner,
it on the show.
Ding, 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 ding.
This girl is an absolute smoke show. And because when I first saw her on Orange is the New Black.
There's a few full frontal nude, her standing there for like a 4-minute talking scene.
Yep. and listen, so Phil, you're not there yet. But
I thought you said the season wasn't as good. That's why I haven't been watching as much.
It's the season, I mean, as far as the writing isn't very good, but goddamn, this girl could save the entire show.
Okay, now I'm looking forward to it. It's been pretty slow so far. I'm like 4 episodes in.
Yeah, I'm a little bummed out by it too. I think what happened is that they read Piper Kerman's book, Chapman. They put Piper Chapman is the character, but Piper Kerman is the real human being who it was based on. I think they read her book and went, "Oh my God, this is an amazing premise for a TV show."
Yeah.
And so season one, season two were the actual events, and then the book ran out, and there was nothing after that. So they went, "We got to start making up stuff on our own."
Yeah.
And it's just,
It's the first season off the book, right?
Yeah.
And it looks like it. It does. There's not much. I don't know what you think, Rena. Eight episodes in.
They have finally introduced a bad person.
Yeah.
You were saying that there was no villain, really.
Yeah, there's no one to cheer against.
So they've introduced a new bad person, but their bad people are always not so scary.
V was pretty bad.
Well, she was evil.
Do you remember the little old ladies that were going around last season stabbing people? Like, really tiny little old ladies?
Well, that's the thing.
It was just like a little bit far-fetched, like, I don't know.
Well, that's the thing I think they got away from, and they're starting to explore it a little bit, but they really kind of ignored the real truths of the horror of being in prison. Like, they made it seem like a goddamn country club in there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like going to high school for adults, you know? That's what they made it look like. I mean, it's prison. It's prison. It's not just all, you know, pretty girls standing in front of mirrors doing their makeup and stuff. Like, there's some bad shit that goes on in there.
Yeah.
It's, as you get a little deeper, there is, the last episode that I saw yesterday was pretty rough.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of bad scenes.
Anyways, if you're not watching Orange is the New Black, it's definitely one to check out. 6:40 now, we are Wheeler in the Morning with Philly and Rena, and I have no idea what's coming up in 5 minutes, but stay tuned. It's probably going to be good. This is going to be a great, great, great week to sit on a deck. I don't care what deck, where it is, it's your backyard, your friend's backyard. I don't even know if you know the people or not. Just go sit on the deck.
Yeah, nice deck.
It's going to be hot, 28, so high.
I know.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hot.
And you can win if you don't have a deck. If you're sitting around or driving to work right now, go, man, I'd love to have a deck or I need a new one. Well, that's why we have All Hands on Deck.
Yep.
Olympic Building Center. We've been asking people to send pictures of their deck.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to 92cityfm.ca and upload a picture of your crummy old deck. Or if you just don't have one and you want one, become a Empire member at 92cityfm.ca.
And are we doing the old...
You guys all hands on deck? Yeah, absolutely.
As far as I know, the endurance competition.
Right.
This year we got to have like we should have like a mole.
Someone who's really good, you mean?
Well,
like
ringer?
Someone to throw it?
Well, here's kind of what you do. So, I mean, like you won't know who it is, but somebody who's pretending to play the game as far as having their hand on there, then, you know, start chatting up someone next to them and stuff and be like, you know, hey, man, high five.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, you're out, I got you out.
No way, man. I mean? When you got a $15,000 deck at stake, you cannot piss around like that.
Oh, it'd be hilarious. Come on, man, high five.
You're out. It doesn't look easy. It's really hot. No. Was it really hot last year when we did it?
I think so, yeah.
People are sweating and trying to...
And you're crouching.
Yeah. But it's always a good time.
Yep.
Thanks 92cityfm.ca, like you said. And Sunday is the last day to enter. That's July 5th, Sunday. Get them in if you want to win that brand new deck from Olympic Building Supplies. $15,000. That's a nice deck.
Yeah.
That's a nice deck. Also, while you're online, 92cityfm.ca, while you're signing up to be an Empire member, if you haven't been one already, make sure you sign up for Sunday Fun Day, Elite Caddies, and me. We're going to start this next month. So in July, that's a horrible picture, by the way. So basically, these Elite Caddies are going to come out with you and me and two of your buddies and at Kingswood, and we're going to have a fun day of golf. And then they're going to, you know, say, hey, you should use a 9-iron. Instead of using a 4-iron, you know, that's how good they are. You should use that 9-iron instead of your 4-iron.
Yeah.
That's how good they are.
Seriously, they tell you information like that?
Yep.
Yeah.
And they're gonna rake the bunkers for you. They're gonna hold the pin. They may read a few putts for you. Like, oh yeah, yeah. They'll clean your clubs.
It's handy too if you want to get a beer from the beer cart girl, because you don't have to. Usually, when you want a beer, you feel bad. Maybe you're gonna hold up the people behind you because now you gotta put your clubs down, walk over to the beer cart girl. Although I like talking to the beer cart girl.
So yeah, but you don't have to, because now you're gonna have four elite caddies hanging around with you.
Yeah. You know me, though. The more ladies, the happier I am.
That's very true. And so you can sign up for that contest. And if you don't want to take your chance, you just want to come out and do a Sunday fun day golf, go to Elite Caddy's website, and you can actually hire the girls with a deal. The 92 City FM deal, by the way. So jump online and check that out. 6:53, we'll take a break. News, weather, sports coming up. Speaking of 9-iron and 4-iron, probably one of the best stories off the PGA Tour this year, and it involves Bubba Watson. I'll tell you about that coming up next.
City traffic.
And Rena, you don't even have to be a golf enthusiast to enjoy this story. It's just
sportsy.
One of those.
You don't have to be sportsy.
You don't have to be sportsy at all, Rena.
Perfect. My favorite.
All right, so NHL, obviously, that never ends in Canada. We're always talking NHL. But golf, if you're a golf enthusiast and you're a golf fan, the Travelers Championship, a lot of implications for a lot of golfers, including Canadian Graham Dillette, who had to place in the top four or five in order to get into the British Open. He did that. That's four. Awesome.
Yeah, so he's into the Open now.
Which is awesome. Bubba Watson ended up winning the tournament weekend, the Travelers Championship this past weekend. Golf Digest predicted it. It was awesome. But anyways, Rena, so here's the story.
Yep.
Great story. So in all sports, you have hecklers, right?
Sure, yeah.
Golf, it's a little more prominent because they're right there when you're shooting.
Right. I mean, like, there's the ropes. And, I mean, you could be, like, right over top of Tiger's shoulder while he's taking a shot. So Bubba Watson puts his tee shot in behind this tree. And he's kind of looking. He's doing one of these. He's got about 150 yards. And he's looking, he's trying to make a decision if he's going to go up, he's going to go under, and he goes, all right, give me a 9-iron. He's going over this tree. Like, he's got zero to no room. But Bubba Watson's the guy that can carve shots, and he was the guy at the Masters that made that big swooping shot. I don't know if you remember. Anyways, so he's looking to go over this tree, Rena.
Okay, over the tree.
And all of a sudden, from the gallery, you hear a guy going, hey, Bubba! Bubba! 4-iron! You got to go under! You got to go under! Bubba Watson turns and says, sir, there's a reason why you're on that side of the ropes. Takes a 9-iron and pins it within about 3 feet of the flag. Like, puts it that close. The gallery's going nuts. Bubba goes to talk to the guy, like, hey, asshole. Yeah. And the guy's already walking back. He's already walking back to the clubhouse. He's done. He's packing his stuff up. He's going home.
Oh, at least stay there and let him talk to you then.
Right?
Come on. Maybe he would have given you a golf club or something.
Maybe.
There you go. You called me out, and I was more inspired to make the shot.
But you know what? Instead of turning around like, shut up or whatever, be like, sir, that's why you're on that side of the ropes. Yeah. And
well
then
played.
Absolutely sticks it.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
You better stick it after that. He had right? Did something brutal.
Yeah, if he would have hit a tree, oh my God, if I was that heckler, I would have had a field day with him.
Uh-huh.
92 City FM, world-class rock. Time now is 7:18. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. We were talking golf a few minutes ago. Wanted to mention the Players' Cup coming to Pine Ridge next week. It's going to be at Pine Ridge. Unbelievable. Really, really, really,
first club. Best, isn't it the biggest on the Canadian, one of the biggest on the Canadian
I think it's
tour?
One of the biggest. I think it's in the top three as far as purses go. And then it's now called the Mackenzie Tour. The PGA Tour Canada Mackenzie Tour. Because, you know, there's nothing that solidifies name recognition like changing it every year.
I know.
But the good news is the Players' Cup is happening next week. So get your tickets. Go to theplayerscup.ca for more information. 7:19 now. Hi, Rena.
28 is the high for today. It's going to be sunny. We're already at 20 degrees.
Scoop, in about a half an hour, Rena will have your box office results from the weekend. She always has that on Mondays. I will also tell you the bone phone's excellent today. Some highly entertaining calls about hipsters, about how this show tends to piss off women.
Mm.
Lots of stuff like that. 8:05 would play your calls every day.
And here in about 15, Phil's going to break down the draft a little bit as far as who were the winners, who were the losers. And, of course, we'll gloat a little bit more about that huge Bomber win on Saturday night in Regina. But first, the most important question you'll probably hear all month here on the show, and I think it deserves a little bit of fanfare. Are you ready? Are y'all ready for this?
Yep.
How was your camping trip, Rena?
I knew it was going to be something like that.
Good. honestly, it was really good. Lots of weird bugs in the
really
light show.
You got a really good. Yeah!
Tell us more.
It rained a bit Saturday. The thunder was pretty crazy. But it was like that on and off rain, so you're like, I'm free. You'd walk out of the tent, and then you'd hang out for like a few minutes. Then it would start pouring again. And you're like, oh.
Now, is that soothing, though? Because, I mean, keep in mind, I'm not a tent guy. But, I mean, like, even when it's rattling the house, the thunder and lightning and everything, and you can hear the rain pounding down on the shingles, I mean, that's one thing. But to have it come down hard on a tent, like, is it soothing?
Yeah, it's just, like, the dogs freak out with the thunder and stuff, so that makes things a little more difficult. But
like, when you say freak out, what do you mean freak out?
Like, they get the shakes, and they start panting heavily, like, they're scared and stuff, and there's sometimes they... like run and like they want to get into the tent, and then when they hear it in the tent, they suddenly want out of the tent, so your tent is shaking and they're trying to find the door and
I don't think there's anything good about rain when you're tenting.
Yeah, no. Not really. Although like when you are kind of hungover and it's the morning and it's like that light rain in the morning, it keeps your tent cool and it helps you fall back asleep, especially when there's really loud, rowdy neighbors next to you who party till like 6 a.m. and you can hear their voices and the guitar going. You're like, shut up, you suck.
So hey, now explain to me the rules as far as, because again, not a camper, more of a glamper. But so like, when you go camping, do you have to camp in the selected spot that the province has provided for you? It's like, here's your campsite, you pay your $20 or whatever it is, and you're there. Or can you, like, can I set up shop in the middle of the bush if I wanted to?
I think you could. You can go backwards camping wherever you want, as long as it's not private property. But, I mean, yeah, I pick a stall, and then you go there, and you set up, and you...
Because that's the only thing. I mean, like, I remember the few times that we went out camping when I was younger. It's like, yeah, we went there to, you know, have campfires and yell and scream and play music until the wee hours of the morning. And people always got pissed off. So I can't imagine that being a very pleasant experience if you're one of those.
No, the parkies come around and give you crap.
They do?
Between 11 and 11:30, they do their first round. And then by midnight, they do their second round. And that's your final warning. And if you get a third warning, they kick you out of the park. Yeah, regardless. Which I don't understand, because if you're drinking... how can they make you drive out of there? But they will. And they tell you, they're like, we'll make you drive. And then they'll just probably pull you over.
Wow, that sounds like entrapment.
A little bit, but they have a right to get you out of there. And if you're drunk, then it's not their problem.
Yes, that's what I would say. It's not their problem. There's lots of families there camping that don't feel like sharing in your, you know, Sunfest or whatever it is for you. Like, we're going to rip it up all night. That's really not what camping's for anymore, right?
Yeah. Well, exactly.
So you were at the White Shell, right?
Yeah, big White Shell. Provincial Park.
I'm sure there's places you can go where you can be a little louder. I'm not sure, but...
Not Provincial Parks, though. No. They're pretty strict. You have to go to a private campground or something.
Mm-hmm. So any highlights? Like, did you catch any fish or anything? Or
No, we didn't really go fishing, actually.
What? That was the whole idea, I thought.
Yeah, well, the whole idea was to go camping. There was a bunch of couples that went out there and stuff, and it ended up being more of a drinking thing than a fishing thing. And plus, the rain doesn't really help. Saturday, it rained on and off all day. So...
All right, well, I'll give you one of these, then. Well, it doesn't sound like it wasn't a great fishing or a great camping weekend.
It was a great camping.
Oh, well,
all
right.
You got
weekend.
Out of town. Right. You had some drinking. Right. Yeah. Stayed up late. Had some campfires.
All right. Very nice. 7:23 news, weather, sports coming up next. City
traffic. Traffic is for South Beach Casino and Resort celebrating 10 years of excellence. You can join them for their Canada Day birthday celebration. Details at southbeachcasino.ca.
Camping's one of those things that when you're single, when you don't have kids, you're mad all the time when you're out camping, because you're like, I want to be louder, shut up. And the second you have kids, you're like, get these guys out of here. You know what I mean? You want the rowdy guys gone.
I feel like
gone.
I did go with kids, because the guys get so loud, you know, after midnight. I'm like, shh. I'm constantly shushing them to shut up. It's like a yell over each other contest.
You were the be quiet people.
Well, none of us could drive. If we get kicked out, what are we going to do? It's 2.5 hours.
Oh, so you were with people who were loud.
Our campsite was also a bit loud. There were other dudes partying, like the beer pong set up and like beer bongs and all that crazy stuff. And there was a campsite with a family with little kids next to us in between, and then us. So it was just like a...
Now, can you hear other people having sex in the middle of the night when you're camping?
Yes.
I'm totally into camping now all of a sudden. Super weird. I want to go camping now.
When I did wake up and I'm like, someone's getting laid. Which direction is that coming from? Because I could hear it clear as day.
That's the best.
Yeah, very awesome for sleeping.
Yeah, it's awesome until you start hearing him. Then it's like, shut up, man. Let her go at it.
I like him. Yeah, the second you hear his voice, earmuffs.
Oh, does everyone sound like that? No?
This is awesome.
92 City FM World Class Rock, 7:35 Monday morning. It's Canada Week. Canada Week? Can we say that? Because Canada Day's on Wednesday. Canada Week.
Canada deserves a whole week.
Yeah. So we got the studio all dressed up this morning with the Canadian flag and red everywhere, and we're getting ready for Wednesday, because we're down here at the Forks, and of course that's where the best fireworks in the entire country go off. Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena, high.
28 is the high for today. We're at 20 right now.
Rena's got the scoop coming up in 10 minutes. Would you call it a surprise from the box office? I think so, over the weekend.
Yep, and I also have a very scary video to show, something caught on tape. That's a little bit, make your heart start racing a little.
Okay. All right. Hey, listen, Bomber game on Saturday. Man, was that fun to watch. Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
First time in 11 years the Bombers have won in Regina, okay? Mm-hmm. So they have had our number for the better part, for over a decade. Over a decade, they've been beating the wheels off us.
Well, it's been so long that I had to go do some research and find out who the damn prime minister was the last time we won in Regina.
It was Paul Martin.
Paul Martin.
Wow. The guy that used to play for the New Jersey Devils?
Yeah, and then he was prime minister.
That's impressive.
Absolutely.
So, listen, Rena, there was once upon, I think it was 05 or 06, I've told this story before, about when I was in Regina, I went down for Labor Day, and we just got pounded on. And, you know, being a Bomber fan in the Lions Den in Regina there, it's green everywhere. So I'm walking out of the stadium with a couple minutes left to go, and, of course, you'll be like, Riders, Bombers suck. I expect that. We got a great rivalry with our neighbors. And this one girl with the two teeth that are left in her head, she goes, hey, bud, hey, God, come on, good game. And I go to put out my hand and shake her hand. She grabs my mitt and she pulls me in and goes, you effing loser! And at that point, I was just like, A, I am never coming back to Regina. B, I am going to cheer against the Riders with all of my heart for as long as I live, just because I hope that every time they lose, that toothless, inbred, redneck hillbilly goes home and cries herself to sleep.
Embarrassed you good.
Well, she didn't embarrass me. Like, who's she going to embarrass me in front of? A bunch of Rider fans? But honestly, I just
so
thought it
mad,
was like...
Bud.
Well, you know what? I have held a lot of resentment about that over the years because I thought that was very...
I've heard that story a few times.
Yeah, and the reason why I bring it up is because I thought it was very classless.
Yeah.
Okay? I thought it was a very classless move.
Yeah, right.
It was something that I wouldn't have...
You got
much
surprised, though, right? Like,
no, not
feel
really.
Like they all are kind of, you know, Rider fans are just...
They're assholes.
Not really classy, you know?
Mm. And they like to tell you that they're the...
they have no shame.
They are the best fans, and they tell you why you're not the best fans. And we have all of our stores have nothing but Rider gear.
Right, so it gets a little annoying after a while. And listen, that is something that, as much fun as we make of the Riders, that is something I would never do to somebody because they cheer for a team.
Yeah.
But one thing I do is I cheer hard against the Riders. I cheer very hard. That guy, out of all the teams that I hate that team the most. So Saturday night, watching the Bomber game, and Darian Durant... who was the quarterback for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Mm-hmm. Last year, in the Banjo Bowl, I think it was, one of our defensive guys hit him, knocked him out for the season. So they put this guy over the... So Darian Durant has spent the last 10 months, Rena, the last 10 months rehabbing his shoulder, his triumphant return. They weren't sure if he's going to be ready. He comes back and he plays and he starts off with a great first half. Like, he's throwing the ball, he's making connections, he's got a couple touchdowns. Everyone's excited. They're like, wow, Darian Durant is back. And then... harmless little thing. He throws the ball and does a little hop back and goes, ow! Like, nobody touched him. Nobody went near him, and he, ow! And he blows out his Achilles. Oh. Funniest shit I've seen all year. I am laughing.
Now, were you laughing before you knew that he ruptured his Achilles?
No, I laugh because they said he's going to be out of the game.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm laughing. Not because he's injured, because the best player on their team is now out.
Yeah.
He's now out of the game, which is great news as a Bomber fan. I'm
right.
Going, ha! Yes! Yes! So on Twitter, I write, ha, 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 Riders suck.
Yeah.
Because I hate the Riders. I have nothing against Darian Durant. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
You don't wish injuries, especially horrific injuries.
So you got a lot of backlash or what?
Well, there's a couple guys on Twitter that are like, you think you show a little more class? Like, really? I have to show class? No, I don't have to show any class.
Yeah.
No. Ridiculous.
He doesn't have to show class. No, classless, baby.
Wheeler, class.
Come on. But anyway, the majority of people were like, Riders suck, blah, blah, blah. They're best players. They get it. But the people think that I was laughing at a guy for getting injured. No, it's not what I was laughing at.
You were laughing because we're trying to dig you out of a hole here. You were laughing because you knew that the Bombers' chances of winning.
If Darian Durant stays in that game, we probably don't win. We probably do not win that football game on Saturday.
He was going through our defense pretty easily.
Yeah. So, I mean, if he stays in that game, we probably don't win 30-26. Just like to throw that out there.
Yeah.
But the good news is...
we won.
We did.
Paris Cotton. I think we have, courtesy of Rod Black.
Rod Black had one of the best lines.
Yeah.
He said, the guy's like a ghost. You try and grab him, and all you get is thin air.
Yeah.
So I think Paris Cotton is now the ghost.
I had no idea he was that good. I knew he was good, but he looked... If he keeps that up, it's one game. One game. That looked like offensive MVP type performance. Because and the Bombers used him perfect, handing him the ball, passing him the
dumping
ball,
dumping it off to him. Our special teams looked great. Our offense looked great. Defense.
You got some work to do there, Coach O'Shea.
Yeah, but we get it figured out.
Sometimes it didn't look like we had a defense on the field on a couple of those touchdowns. So
Thursday night home opener against the Hamilton Tiger Cats. We'll see how the defense holds up against them. Okay, I know we want to talk NHL draft here, but we're short on time, so we'll do that Bombers, after 8 o'clock. Yeah, exactly. Bombers. Yeah. 7:41. Scoop's coming up next. Wheeler in
the
morning.
Scoop with Rena J.
Brought to you by
Enns Brothers.
Your first choice for all your recreational needs on the water or on the trail. With ATVs, side-by-sides, boats, sea-doos, and more.
Box office results from the weekend. A bit of a shocker. Jurassic World stayed number one for the third straight weekend, bringing in another $54.2 million.
I saw that this morning, too, and I kind of went, holy crap, this thing's a juggernaut.
Yeah, it's the domestic total now tops $500 million, only the fifth film ever to reach that mark. Inside Out stayed in the second place again. But Ted 2 opened up to this weekend, and it came to third. Didn't do as well. They made $32.9 million. And they were expecting about $15 million more, or what they were hoping for.
Well, you know what? It came in
way under what they thought it would.
I don't think it's an overly expensive movie to make. So, I mean, they're going to make their money back and then some. But
they got some A-listers in there, though, that might be pretty...
Yeah, it's not like they're paying Wahlberg chicken scratch.
Yeah, well, Amanda Seyfried's in there, too.
The thing I was thinking is maybe some people who... I saw the first one. I saw all these jokes, even though I'm excited about it, but maybe that's how some are viewing it. Like, I don't need to see all these jokes again.
I'm excited to see it on DVD. Yeah. I'm not going to go to the theater to check it
out. That's probably where they'll make up most of their money is on on-demand and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show will be reruns again tonight. He wasn't there on Friday. They had to cancel the show last minute and do a rerun because that morning, before he was getting ready to go to the taping, he says he tripped and fell in his kitchen and he caught his hand on the table, just stopped, and he was wearing his wedding ring, and I guess he almost had to get his finger cut off or removed, because if you ever hit your finger really hard, it swelled up, and then he couldn't get it off his finger. His whole finger turned blue. He was rushed to hospital. Yeah, just from like kind of tripping and landing funny on the counter. So the show was canceled again today because of that. The BET Awards were on the weekend, and Janet Jackson was the big winner. She got the Ultimate Icon Music Dance Visual Award. She's back doing her... She's got a new album coming out. She's going to be coming to Winnipeg. Yeah, she's going to be coming to Winnipeg.
We are a part of the Rhythm Nation. When the hell is Tito Jackson going to tour? I've been waiting for that show
I think he's one of the female backup singers for Janet.
Okay, if Tito Jackson ever comes to town, Rena, you got to tell me.
I'll let you know.
I'm going to see Tito.
Okay, but the most trending thing, I guess you could say, from the BET Awards was Sean Diddy Combs, who's been going through a lot of legal troubles lately. He wiped out. It kind of falls off camera. But you see, there he goes down so fast.
Fell during a performance.
Yeah, he was kind of jumping along and then wiped out, slid on his back, got up.
Oops.
Yeah, just a small little... He's just been having some rough luck lately. Mm-hmm. Some bad luck. Speaking of rappers, DMX is in some big trouble.
DMX. Yeah. Where my dog's at?
He was arrested.
That's what fighters do.
He was arrested moments before taking the stage in New York on Friday because he has not been paying his child support. He is a deadbeat dad. It's so sad. $400,000 he owes still in back child support payments.
Just to one kid?
Several? Yeah. It's just one. It's not
just
several?
Just one specifically, yep.
Jeez.
In child, as far as I know, I guess. And then he's got a warrant for his arrest for bail jumping and a separate complaint for robbery. So he's in all sorts of trouble.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like, you know, you see those rappers that are pretending to be like really bad people?
Yeah.
It seems like DMX.
He's one of those genuinely bad people.
He lives it. Like, you wouldn't want to cross him.
Go where my dog's at.
They're in jail, bud. Where you're going.
And finally, one more video to play for you here. Chris Angel had to rescue an escape artist, and it was all caught on tape. This man almost died doing an illusion.
Chris Angel is speaking out about his harrowing caught on camera rescue.
So he's just for our radio audience, he's rescuing somebody from a water tank.
As soon as I ran up there and I looked at his eyes, I could just tell that wasn't part of the show.
Inside the water tank, escape artist Spencer Horseman, motionless but alive. The rehearsal Wednesday was for Angel's new show, Supernaturalists, in Connecticut. Horseman calls the act a water torture cell.
If I fail at a magic trick, worst that's going to happen is I get booed. If I fail at an escape, I can get killed.
Angel says Horseman blacked out, fainting underwater. Angel acting fast, even with that scare in Connecticut. Overnight, Horseman performed that same act.
Isn't that crazy? The next night, he performed that same act, even though it almost killed him.
Did he pull it off this time?
Well, yeah.
Okay, am I allowed to say I don't believe it, that they do that kind of stuff to make you want to go, oh, it must be real, someone almost died?
No, I think that this one was real because like, he was taken to hospital, like he blacked out while he was in the tank, and apparently he's got asthma. This illusionist that got stuck in there, he's the opener for Criss Angel. All
right.
And so maybe that played a role, but he blacked out.
Boo, this opening band sucks.
You need to practice more.
I will put the video up at 92cityfm.ca if you do want to go and check that out. That's The Scoop.
The Bone Phone.
Brought to you by Duraco Windows. The sooner you get new Duraco windows and doors, the sooner you'll save on your hydro bills year-round. Visit Duraco.ca.
All right, 780 Bone, 780 2663. I'm a little disappointed by the lack of bomber calls on the Bone Phone this morning, so if our loyal listeners could rectify that, please, and call up and smack talk and call out Rider fans.
Let's do it.
Really, really appreciate that. We did get some good calls, though. We'll start with this guy, and I think he posted a picture at my Facebook page as well. I'll just play it here for you.
Hey, to all the fellow cell phone tower riggers hanging out way up there in the sky. Rigger on, man. Rigger on.
Cell phone tower riggers. And the picture he has is like a selfie, and he's super high up. And
I see.
Man,
job
I can do.
Yep.
Actually, it was funny. I was talking to Merv, who's a retired hydro guy who would work at the top of, like, the, not the hydro poles, but the big, like, no thanks. No.
Yeah, special breed, man. Oh, do that stuff.
No kidding. Like, especially, like, sailors, they got to go up at the top of their mast and no thanks.
Cleaning the windows on the high rises.
Oh, I see. Honestly, when I'm at Portage in Maine in the springtime, when I see them cleaning that, I just look up and I go.
Or the dude who cleans the Golden Boy every year. He's got to strap himself up there and scrub it.
I take the Christmas lights down, which, by the way, I still haven't done, and I need my wife and my kids out there holding the ladder. Stick around. Hold that ladder tight. It's Canada Day on Wednesday, so some talk about flags, and this guy says you should have a sharp, good-looking flag.
One thing that has pissed me off for many years, you see people flying torn, damaged, faded Canadian flags. Come on. The flag is a symbol of honor and pride for all us Canadians. They should be treated with respect.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah. Yep. Video game talk, Rena, so you can
tune out.
Yeah, return some email or do something over there. Wheeler was the new Batman game. You were
Arkham Knight.
Yeah,
oh, it's so good.
It's apparently really good. And then we had someone else call in on Friday and say, no, this game is better. So.
Hello, I was just listening to the Bone Phone this morning and heard a guy mention Far Cry 4 over Arkham Knight. This has to be coming from a guy who has not played Arkham Knight because. When you're dive bombing from Wayne Tower, summoning the Batmobile, you land into it perfectly and take out a bunch of drones. This is the greatest game possible.
It is pretty awesome, though. Like to the point where you have your word escapes right now, but you sling your thing and you top of the building and you fly and then you spread your wings and then you call your Batmobile and you dive directly into it and pull. It's awesome. It is so cool. I'm in love with this game.
You know what's hilarious? What? I've been arguing with my son, 4 years old, about who would win Batman or Superman for weeks on end, and I go to daycare to pick him up now and all the little boys gather around and I argue with them about it too. So it's like this ongoing
battle
thing.
Of the
wits. Oh yeah, exactly. And they always get me too, like, you guys got a good point there. Okay, I always think, you know, small town, rural Manitoba, it's about both the hospitality and everybody's nice in these small towns. This guy says, you know, not so fast here.
I have a bone. You go to Carmen, Manitoba. I live not too far from there. The people are so rude. I was walking into the store. The lady was opening the door. She looked right at me and she didn't even hold it. She just closed it right behind her. So rude. Pardon the language. You guys rule, by the way.
Wow. Hey, Carmen, you've been called out.
Yes.
Smarten up, Carmen.
Time to defend yourselves.
And you know Carmen will. Like, we'll get a response.
Yeah, we'll absolutely.
Okay, hipsters, we never get tired of making fun of them.
Okay, I see you're a hipster, but why the f*** are you wearing a toque when it's plus 30? Do you wear a visor and a blizzard? My God.
And Rena, this is what happens when you go away. Well, you know Wheeler is not exactly. If there was a vote, he wouldn't be, you know, one of the most popular men in town with the women, right?
Right, no.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to say.
Makes my wife.
Wow, I can't believe in one newscast you guys pissed off so many women. keep up the good work.
I can't remember what newscast
what
it was.
Do?
No, it was. I think I know the incident he's talking about when you're talking about the Google automated cars.
Oh, the female drivers.
Yeah, and I said they said they still have a driver in the vehicle in case something goes wrong. And I said, well, they put a female in there and it still crashed.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's why I get calls like this.
Wow, I can't believe in one newscast you guys pissed off so many women. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
92 City FM World Class Rock, 8:37 Monday morning. My name's Dave Wheeler. That's Phil Aubrey.
Hello. Hello, hello.
There he is.
I'd just like to thank everybody who played a part in getting me to work today.
Hey.
It's a good team
so
effort. My alarm went off
clothes.
On time. Yeah, laying on my clothes. Yeah.
That's Rena J over there.
It's going to be nice today. 28 is the high with sunshine, 20 degrees this morning.
Still to come this morning, stories we missed. Blue and Gold Report. Pumped to talk Blue and Gold at 9:30.
By the way, those that are panicking going, what the hell? Why, where are the Hooters girls? They're off today. They had some sort of staff meeting. I think we should have been invited to that, you and I, Phil.
Why not?
I don't know. Right?
By the way, we're going to some, like, wing-eating contest.
We are?
Not today, but in the future.
Okay.
With Hooters.
I'm down.
I told Courtney that we're not actually going to eat the wings. We're going to find a ringer on staff to bring with us.
I like winger better.
So if you work with us at 92 City FM or City TV and
you're... get Mac.
And you're really... Well, I got
it. He was in this morning.
You got to have little skinny guys who are really good at eating wings.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but Mac, why not?
If he's good at it, let us know, because we'll bring you, we'll put on, like, a boxing robe and everything, and we'll be your managers. So that's what we're looking for. Some kind of. Awesome.
Let's do that. So they will be back next week, but instead, we're going to give you a chance to win some Splatters paintball passes with a little trivia.
That's right.
Rena's got the question. Philly and I are available for Lifelines. This will get you and some pals in for a nice little jaunt 20 minutes south of the city to play some paintball. If you're not a paintballer, this is a great opportunity for you to try it out for free, because it is a ton of fun. There's nothing better than shooting up your buddy. So Rena's got the trivia question. Philly and I are available for Lifelines if you get stuck at 780 City.
A new study shows that if you're on a diet, doing this as well will help you lose weight even faster. What is it?
Okay. 780 City, 780, 2484. Go ahead.
What's the question there, Philly? I'm a little delayed on your TV here.
A new study shows that if you're on a diet, doing this as well will help you lose weight even faster. What is it?
Eating hot peppers.
No. Good guess, though.
On the fly with that guess.
Hmm. Hello.
Well, you sweat, right?
Yeah.
You're eating spicy food?
I guess. Hello.
Philly, please.
Well, drink a lot of water is a given, so it's not going to be that.
Nope.
Yeah. Sorry, bud. Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm going to just go with the obvious exercise.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh,
well.
I don't know. No.
That's not going
to
help you lose weight. That's ridiculous.
That's not the answer I'm looking for. Good morning, City.
Good morning.
Hi.
More sexual activity?
No.
So that would be more exercise, essentially.
Yeah, good guess.
Hello.
I'll take Wheeler.
I am going to say, I know this is going to sound strange, but watching food shows, like the Food Network, instead of eating, watching the food show.
That's called torture.
Hello.
Hey, Philly.
Okay, if you're on a diet, this will help you?
A new study shows that if you're on a diet, doing this as well will help you lose weight even faster. What is it?
Wearing a size smaller of smaller clothes.
No.
That are super tight on you.
No.
Just squeeze it.
Wearing a garbage bag and then a sweatsuit and then mowing the lawn, like my buddy's dad used to do.
Well, that'll probably help.
Hi,
I am going to guess good night's sleep.
That is correct.
Yes.
Sleeping more is technically the answer, but sleep.
Oh.
Yeah, getting a lot more sleep will help your body.
Sleep deprivation is the source of, like, so many things.
Health problems, stress
getting
problems.
Getting sick all the time. You just don't handle the day-to-day when you don't have proper sleep.
No kidding. What's your name on the phone?
Mike.
Mike, hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. You officially have passes to go to Splatters Paintball, 20 minutes south of Winnipeg. Great spot if you want to go shoot up your buddies. 8:41. We'll have more of those to give away tomorrow morning. 8:41 now. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena.
And now, stories we missed on 92 City FM. World Class Rock.
Well, Phil, I don't know if you were going to talk, but I'm going to talk about this is my story we missed, how amazing that stuff is.
Yeah. I'm not sure who dropped it off, but someone dropped us off a bunch of jars of this new Reese spread. It's basically Nutella, but it tastes like Reese's peanut butter cups mashed up in a bowl.
Oh.
Like, it is. This is pure evil, evil in a good way.
Eating a bucket of that will put you on the couch for a week.
It's so good. Like, so
it's very rich.
Yeah. I can see myself late at night, some crackers and a jar of this.
Oh, so good. Mm. So good. And you know what? That will rival Nutella.
Absolutely. I mean, Nutella's good too, but I would put that. I'm
not a Nutella fan.
My boy loves Nutella.
It's hard not to like it. It's chocolate on
kids
toast.
Kids love it, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so anyways, the new Reese Peanut Butter Cup spread.
Yeah, give
That's
it a
my
whirl.
Story we missed today.
You bachelors, you'll love that, if you know what I mean. Great.
Especially if you have a dog.
Oh, God.
What?
Dogs can't eat chocolate.
They can eat peanut butter.
Yeah, but it's a combo of the
Fine, I'll have the chocolate dog and have the peanut butter. I was thinking more of the guys with the tinfoil windows.
Oh, right.
Really, okay. Yeah. Taylor Hall, Edmonton Oilers, had a very funny tweet over the weekend. The Oilers, as expected, picked Connor McDavid with the
Never
first
heard of him.
For the first overall pick in the draft. There's actually a pretty good Twitter handle out there called Dull Connor McDavid, and it's all just boring tweets. I went to Subway, I had a Coca combo. It's awesome. But Taylor Hall said, "Welcome to Edmonton, Connor." This is his tweet. "Welcome to Edmonton. Don't mess up everything we've built the last 5 years."
which is getting number one draft picks.
You get a lot of when you can poke fun at yourself, I like that. So
Where
good on Taylor.
How many retweets that got?
A lot.
Yeah.
Oh, 11,000 retweets.
There you go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Canada Day coming up on Wednesday. The Osborne Village Biz always does the Osborne Village Street Festival, the Canada Day Street Festival. So this is what's going down. It's going to be going on Tuesday and Wednesday. Because I know sometimes there's confusion when Canada Day falls during the week. Because usually you kind of want to go out and do the festival and have a few drinks and not have to work the next day. So it is going on Tuesday as well as Wednesday this year. So just heads up for everybody.
With Canada Day, usually when it falls on the weekend, we usually get the Friday or the Monday off, right? Yeah. It's kind of like, they attach that on. So now that it's on a Wednesday, why can't we just get the Thursday, Friday off too? That would be sweet.
Yeah,
it would be. I think we should.
Yeah, make it a 5-day long weekend.
Pissed about the middle of the week. You get all set up for a day off, then I got to come back to work. First world problems.
Ridiculous.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.